You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Good morning, everybody.
What's
Happy
up?
Wednesday. It was very hot outside. It was very hot right away. It's beautiful, though.
Beautiful outside.
I'm gonna say something that like might irritate people.
It's the high today.
I'm a sicko. The high is too high.
87, at least that's what I've got.
Okay, that's still not that high, but also at the same time, can we stop?
Friday. Friday's your window. 77 and sunny is the high.
Okay, cool.
That's your window right there. That's
pretty
good.
Can we stop pretending that summer is the best season?
I'm not there yet. I'm still there.
Can we stop pretending?
I'm still there. I can't move off it. I'm still there. Can't do it.
And by we, I mean you are definitely the outsider of this workplace.
Yeah, I know. I'll fight that battle. That's fine.
You don't have to keep going. It's okay. Just join us.
It's elite though.
It's not.
You can go to the beach. It's always sunny.
It's not. And it's not always sunny, but this year it is.
So
it's
beautiful.
It's actually kind of oppressive.
A little bit. But we don't live in Florida or Vegas where you're like or Arizona where it's like, don't go outside. It's actually dangerous to go outside. We don't hit that all that much. Where there, it's for 3 months, don't go outside. We haven't hit that yet. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
That's exactly what you're helping my point.
No, you can go outside in Buffalo. In like where it's like deserts and you know near the equator.
Okay,
no, you can't.
Ready?
But it's the same with like.
But that's during this time, is it not?
Yeah, but in the
north. That's during this time.
But in the north, you can't go out during winter a lot of the time. So they're like, no, stay inside. It's too cold.
Well, yeah.
That's the climates.
I'm not saying winter's the best either. I'm not pretending.
I'm not pretending either. I like summer more. I don't like the cold at all. I can't stand it. I can do more in the summer. Speaking of the summer. What goes on every year, at least the last 5 years, has been Give 716 Day. That was started last night, 7:16 p.m., is continuing on today. And starting at 10 o'clock, one of our incentives is first 100 donors of $117.60 or more will get Bandits tickets. We'll have more giveaways throughout the morning as well. We'll be able to keep you up on. Sabres Go Ahead signed jersey. We're going to also have $15,000 to $25,000 matching donations throughout the afternoon. Plenty more along the way. But for right now, at the 10 o'clock hour until 11 o'clock will be Bandits tickets to the first 100 donors of $117.60 or more. Again, we'll keep you up to date on all of that as we go throughout the day. But as of right now, over $705,000 has been raised. Again, we'll also keep you posted on that number as well. It started last night when I was on the nightcap. I think I left and we were around 200,000 or so.
Good Lord.
And then you know, people went to sleep. And then as we got up this morning, the number has absolutely gone up.
Oh, it's now actually 716. Mm-hmm. Now we'll step it up.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it is.
Pretty much. Again, Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, hanging with you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We have exactly 1 week until training camp gets underway for the Bills. Rookies reported yesterday. And the one bit of news we did get was sort of surprising, or at least it was not the news I think anyone was expecting. Mm-hmm. I think most of us were waiting for any kind of update on the TJ Sanders situation. Where is he going to be in terms of his contract? Is he going to be holding out? Wide receiver Trey Harris for the Chargers. Instead, we got nothing on him, and the only news that came out was that third-round pick, Landon Jackson, has found himself on PUP list, the physically unable to perform list. Doesn't appear to be serious. Matt Parrino reported that a league source told him the Bills are hopeful he'll be able to start practicing as early as the start of next week, so he may not even miss a single training camp practice with camp getting going exactly a week from today.
So possibly a cautionary transaction. Mm-hmm.
But it still doesn't look awesome. It does not look ideal for a guy that had no injuries during mandatory minicamp, rookie minicamp, practice in full, no problem, to in 5-6 weeks pick something up enough to where they have to go the precautionary route.
Sometimes you go hard in training. I understand. I get it.
Yeah.
Sometimes it happens. And sometimes it's a freak injury. Remember Matt Milano tore his bicep tackling a tackling gun.
It looked completely routine.
Yeah. Like, freak things do happen. It's unfortunate, but like that's just something that happens. Freak things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And to answer your question, though, of like, are you really like any sort of concerned?
Yeah, I threw that up on Twitter because we've got – Jackson's just the latest situation for the training camp D-line storyline, but we've also got suspensions. Hoyt and Ogunjobi, that's been since free agency.
Right.
The unsigned contracts, I brought up TJ Sanders. You literally don't know where that's going to go.
Correct.
Because we're sort of in uncharted territory. And then injuries as well. We've mentioned Landon Jackson, but back during mandatory minicamp, Joey Bosa was revealed to have picked up an injury, a hamstring injury, also during kind of his own training.
And a player who is routinely on injured lists.
And that was, I mean, immediately. They signed him to a one-year deal, but the 1 year was always kind of like, how much are you actually going to get from him? The Chargers let him go because they weren't getting enough from him. So, yeah, for me, it's not the main story, but for me at least it's become a storyline of, all right, how concerned are you? A week before training camp,
it's
albeit.
It's enough that you wanted to ask a question.
Yeah, you know, albeit a week before training camp, are you nervous about the current situation with the defensive line? Because I think this is the most important group if the Bills are going to be a different team than years past. If they're going to make it past the Chiefs, or, you know, a Bengals-Ravens team that maybe gets spry and gets to the conference championship divisional round. They have had a real issue in the playoffs specifically stopping teams from scoring. And a lot of that has been because their defensive line can't get home. They've done an incredible job at revamping the whole group. The only problem has been, again, a week before camp, a lot of them are unavailable or kind of hurt.
And it is not good to see immediately, but am I concerned? No, not at all, as a matter of fact, because I do think that the Sanders thing gets settled. I do think that the suspensions of Hoyt and Ogunjobi, they'll hurt for the 6 weeks that they're gone, but unless they somehow pick up an injury in the time that they're not playing games, which is more than a non-zero chance, let's be real. I wouldn't be that worried about it. I do think that, you know, the injuries, Bosa will concern me. It's going to be a thought in the back of my head throughout most of the years. Can you please just at least get through parts of the season and be available in December and January, please? But overall, no, I'm not worried. And I think the arrogance in me is going to say it's because the offense still is Josh Allen. Take that for what you will. A team that was, quote-unquote, retooling won 13 games last year. Could have won 14 if they actually had to try. I'm not worried for a second. And I do like the addition of Deion Walker in the fourth round to help out with this. And this is a big situation where if the second round holdouts continue across the league, Walker has an opportunity to really cement himself as like early in the rotation. Especially if his back is good. That is an athletic profile that you want. Along with that size, Walker could be downright scary. And if you can get that and take advantage of the situation, that eases any and all concerns that you may or may not have at this point. That's the beauty of it for me, is there's still always going to be someone that has a chance to take an opportunity. And while the depth at defensive end, for example, isn't the greatest with injuries to Jackson and Bosa, A.J. Epenesa is probably fighting for snaps. Take advantage of it.
Yeah, he's getting to that point too.
Take advantage of it. You have this opportunity right here to re-cement yourself into the rotation. Javon Solomon, last year's fifth rounder. You have a chance to start stealing some snaps away. Because depending on how the rotation goes, if everyone's fully healthy and Hoyt comes back from suspension, one of those two is fighting for their jersey on game day. Right?
Yeah.
So you're already in a fight. This is an opportunity for Epenesa and Solomon to take advantage. This is an opportunity for Walker to get into the rotation early. It's a chance for Dwayne Carter to prove himself from being last year's third round pick. Everything about this is not only not concerning, it is opportunity. And that is the madness and the sicko mentality of training camp. We are indeed so back.
I think it might be, too, the way they've built the team, it's maybe the opposite, and some people will get frustrated by this, and I can understand it. This is maybe the opposite of what it was at the beginning of the season for the wide receivers.
Right.
Shakir went down, and they had nothing. And Shakir was a slot guy, but when Shakir was there, they were fine, they were humming, they, you know, what have you. He goes down, and you saw how bad it got in the Houston game. That they had to go make a trade for an Amari Cooper. They had to go do that, or the offense was going to sputter out of control. They eventually make that move, and while Cooper's production doesn't lead to a lot, it allowed for the team to spread itself out on offense.
His presence did.
And they're able to continue to average 30 points for the rest of the year. It was great. What they've done now is they've added enough depth to where I think you can have that conversation and not be really worried at all, specifically for the defensive line, because there is so many options. We don't know how good some of them are. Sanders, Walker, even Javon Solomon is going into a second year. There are some unknowns, but there's at least enough bodies that you feel like, okay, we're in a good enough spot. That's why I think for a lot of people, too, are not even really worried about Hoyt and Ogunjobi definitively being out for the first six games. Because it'll be like, we're fine. Some of these younger guys will get snaps. And then Hoyt and Ogunjobi can kind of figure out their, you know, where they're at. They're going to be with the team for all of training camp. It's just once the season starts, they will then have to go away for the six games.
They have to miss six games.
So they'll be able to be with the team. It will get in the rotation, the whole thing. And really, I think this is where it gets down to an 803-0550, the number to call if you want to join the show, give your thoughts on this. I think Aaron Quinn of Cover One, who tweets in, kind of nails it for me, at least, is that very little concern for me, not to put the cart before the horse, but be healthy in a full roster come late December, and that's what matters to me. And I think that's been true for most of us since the Hoyt Ogunjobi suspension announcement was, I don't really care.
Right.
Like you mentioned, we have Josh Allen, we'll be fine, we're going to win our games, we'll be just all right. I need them healthy at the end of the year, because whether we all like it or not, that has been one of the major struggles for the Bills come late in the year, is being healthy specifically on defense. Even last year, Elam has to start for you for most of the AFC Championship at corner, because Christian Benford gets a concussion very early in the game. They have just not been able to stay healthy, and they haven't, at some key spots, had enough depth to get through it. You have A.J. Klein chasing around Travis Kelce. They've gotten really lucky in injuries during the regular season. Those right. teams, for the most part, have been able to stay healthy at really crucial spots. They have not been healthy in the postseason, really for a while here.
Yeah.
They have had a tough road with the postseason injuries.
And Joshua tweets in exactly that sentiment. Not worried at all. I'd be more worried if we were heading to the postseason looking at the current situation. But early in the season, I'm fine with it. Let's get it out of our system now so that it doesn't have to be an issue in the postseason like we always deal with.
Yeah.
And luck does have something to play into this. And I do think that there is something, for example, that luck is not on their side. With the example of Sanders, for both player and team, you are dealing with something unprecedented right now, which is almost all of an entire round's worth of picks are not signed.
Yeah.
How am I really going to blame a player for that when there are 30 of you? It's not personal. And the team, can I blame them for not wanting to step out of order? I can be more prone to that than I am to blame a player. And I do think that eventually Buffalo might be one of those teams that steps over the line. I really do believe that. The Bills might be that team to go, no, we're done with this.
I think Hard Knocks will play a big role in that.
Hard Knocks might play a role in that, but I also think it just has to do with this is a championship window.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to have the rest of you messing with me. Get out of my way.
For ultimately, which will be haggling over a few thousand dollars in a few years, it's not...
Yeah,
we've mentioned it. It's not a ton of money, and it's spread out through 4 years. The total number will be around 11 point something million.
And for billionaire owners, it's not a dent. Mm-hmm. It's not. It's, especially within the NFL, where that revenue is replenished almost immediately through TV contracts and ticket sales and everything of the like.
Yeah, you'll be okay.
You'll be fine if you have to pay a second round or a fully guaranteed contract. And that's why I think the Bills will be the team to step over the line. I don't know if they're next, but I do believe in them doing it.
Mm.
But I see opportunity for other players, most importantly, at this point. Because that's what training camp is all about. It's about fighting for spots. It's about fighting for reps. It's about the competition. It's about fighting with each other, quite literally, sometimes with fisticuffs.
Oh, those are the best parts of camp.
Love that. It's the tenacity. It's the jam.
See, I just kind of like it when it happens and like you have like that split of like, is this a good or bad thing for the team that they're fighting?
And I think that's the only time I'm able to quote the coach from Letterkenny.
There you go.
On air, safely. Look at the tenacity. The jam.
I got to watch Letterkenny. But I've never seen it.
But to get back on into a serious point on this is every year there is opportunity for a player that you are not building stock on to thrive.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, it looks like to start training camp, that opportunity shines on the biggest black eye from the Bills' last playoff game, the defensive line, which is the position that they addressed the most. And now you're looking at a player maybe like a Deion Walker who might have been a little bit under the radar, suddenly can put himself seriously in contention for a top rotation spot right away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of luck and being given the chance based on circumstance. Ogunjobi's going to be suspended for 6 games. So guess what? Later in the preseason, you're going to rotate that player out of reps because he's not going to be ready for you on day one. Because he can't be. He's not allowed to be. So at some point, you got to start giving reps to guys that are going to be there for week one against Baltimore. Get ahead of it. TJ Sanders is dealing with this holdout thing with the second rounders. Your draft class competition that was drafted ahead of you is not going to be there possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Take advantage of it.
Yeah. 803-0550. Again, the number to call if you want to join the show. Let's take a call here before we wrap up our first segment. Julian on the line first. Julian, how are we doing this morning?
Hey, what's going on, Phillips? Happy 716 day.
Happy 716 day.
Good, good, good. I want to talk about Joey Bosa. I know we got rid of Von Miller and got Joey Bosa, but will he actually be better? Will he give us more? I don't know. We already got him with his injury. We're going to see how serious that is. But I don't know. I'm questionable. I don't know how much more he can give us. Obviously, I'm hoping for the best, but we will see. I didn't want to talk about James Cook, but I'm going to stay on defense. We have a solid defense. We have a lot of guys, but no stars on defense. I forgot who was talking about, but I remember watching our show, and they was talking about who's one of the best. Straight ahead. It was talking about who is one of the better or best defensive players on those defense. Matt Milano, Trey White, however, whichever. But with those guys being mentioned, I mean, they went through injuries. Who's going to step up this year to change the model of bend, don't break, where we're a solidified defense? Yeah, when we play a lesser team, where bend, don't break, you have everything within the 20s. You're lucky to get three. We get turnovers, fumbles. But when we play those playoff teams, those high-caliber teams, we bend or we break more than we bend. And we can't get stops. You guys said it earlier in the show. So my question pretty much is, who do you think will really step out? Is it Benford? One of the safeties, one of the rookies, would it be Maxwell? I don't know. I just feel like the only way we can get over the hump is if coaching can take the next level up, or if the defense, somebody or everybody, take the next step so we can get past the Chiefs or whatever perennial team so we can get what we want, and that's a Super Bowl. But enough of that. Love you guys. Happy 716 Day. Go Bills.
Thank you, Julian. And I think I heard you helping someone out. Yeah, you're helping someone out. Like that's the spirit of the day too. So
talking Bills, giving directions at the same time.
Love that. That's a great live shot right there. But yeah, that's the thing, is that there's opportunity though. I'm not as concerned.
Yeah, I've been on this point though for a little while of the there's no real star power on the defense, I guess. Like,
right, that is something we've been on.
It's been a lot of guys. I think there are a few, though, on the defense that if they're given better talent around them, could break out. Benford's 1A. He, I think, is already one of the elite corners in football. If he has a better number two next to him, Rasul Douglas had a rough year last year. He was getting caught up a lot. And I think that caused Benford to kind of just be ignored because target Rasul or get to Elam. You know, when Elam all of a sudden was filling in, he would go after him constantly.
Right. I
mean, there really was no easy second option. Now they've brought back Trey White. We'll see what he's going to look like. He was much better in Baltimore than he was with the Rams as he slowly was starting to heal, but we don't really know where that's going to go. They obviously spend their first-round pick on Max Hairston. They've also gone back to the well the later round, maybe the most pro-ready corner they could get later in the round in Dorian Strong.
Also going to have drafting Hancock there, who can play corner.
They've gone options there. I think you could maybe get a better season, you know, already very good season, but an even better statistical season out of Benford if all of a sudden the number two corner spot isn't the easy button where it's like, we're going to avoid that guy. Everything's going to kind of go around the second options. We feel better attacking those. If you've got a better option on defense to defend that, I think Benford could see a bump up. I've mentioned Ed Oliver and Rousseau maybe both having those pop years because of the defensive line and the reformation of it. But to be fair, they do go down a little bit for me just right now because we really don't know what the defensive line actually is going to give us with everything going on.
And welcome back to an original conversation we had about the draft. Remember the beef wagon, Zach?
Yeah, that was a big part of it.
Beef wagon. Guess what the Buffalo Bills did with their fourth round pick? They took certified grade A beef in Deion Walker. Exactly the type of prototypical defensive tackle that we were looking for of big dude, absorb blockers, free Ed Oliver. Right?
Really what a big part of it was.
Walker has a chance now to fulfill the prophecy that we were talking about in March.
Mm-hmm.
Get it done.
But I think it is going to come down to some of these guys who have been here for a little while and are good players, but many of us believe there is greatness in them. Rousseau has been one of the better edge-setting, run-defending edges in the game. He just happened to maybe have his worst game against Kansas City in the AFC Championship.
And you know
what? Ed Oliver is one of the better pass-rushing D-tackles, but he is inconsistent and often does rely on a space eater to really allow him to breathe, allow him to really produce. You mentioned it. Like, they bring in Deion Walker. Even T.J. Sanders is a bigger guy. They're able to get those players in. Now it becomes more about consistency, and it does become like you had in Miller a few years ago. I don't think that's going to be Bosa's role, by the way, to Julian's question there. I think Bosa's more just going to be he's there on third down, pass rushing specialist. We'll see what he can give us. But I think that's going to be where you're going to have to see these guys become more consistent and to be maybe not the all-pro players. I'm not asking for somebody to all of a sudden become Zach Bond, where he's barely known and then he gets to the Eagles and boom, he's an all-pro player and he's one of the best off-ball linebackers in football. I'm not asking for that. But you do have to start getting bigger. It can't just be, come the end of the season, the only players that NFL fans know on the Bills are Josh Allen and Deion Dawkins. It cannot be that again. Your quarterback is willing you to 13 wins. You got to have some other people help out a little bit to become named guys in the NFL because they're finishing games. They're making the big plays in the big moments. And right now it does kind of feel like it's really only Allen.
And I do think there is a position that we could talk about that is suddenly looked at as a potential strength in terms of its depth compared to where it was a couple years ago. And we'll do that coming up here after the break. The Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer, Zach Jones, right here on 716 Day on WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Happy 716 Day, everybody. And you can celebrate 716 Day with Jeremy White at the BFLO Store's flagship location in Transitown Plaza, Williamsville, on Wednesday, July 16th from 4 to 6 p.m. Spend $77.16 in-store or online and score a free Go Bills cap while supplies last. Meet Bills and Bandits players, catch live music, exclusive giveaways, and shop the brand new tailgate collection. Don't miss it. Full details at BFLOshop.com. The BFLO Store, official realtor of the Buffalo Bills. It's in just a few hours, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Should be a lot of fun. And currently going on for Give 716 Day, we are in the middle of the 10 o'clock hour. And that means Bandit tickets are up for the first 100 donors of $117.60 or more. We've also got coming up later on in the show, Sabres Go Ahead sign jerseys. That'll be at 11 o'clock. And then KeyBank and M&T Bank during 12 and 1 will be having $15,000 and $25,000 matching donations. Doing that all day long. We'll be keeping you posted as that, you know, as new incentives come along, and also the totals just under $755,000 currently.
Y'all are
very
cooking.
very good.
So, speaking of the Sabres, they open the season at home on October 9th.
Is it the New York Rangers?
It's opener against the New York Rangers. They open the season at home. Go ahead and try to set the tone, boys. You're going to need it.
When? What's the opening date?
October 9th.
Okay, October 9th.
So, I mean, it's something. They announced it earlier in the hour. Mm-hmm. Figured we might as well at least let that be known for any that may or may not want to know it.
Yeah.
If you didn't want to know it, too bad, I told you.
803-0550, the number to call. You mentioned a position on the Bills that you think might be a real strength for them this year in terms of depth. I think defensive line is one of those. The depth, though, already is kind of being tested.
Already being challenged.
You're kind of seeing, like, all right, how do you feel about it? And so far, no one really is saying there's a level of panic. I think that's right. It's also a week before training camp. And to be fair, some of this stuff could not even be a thing come Wednesday. You know, Sanders could be signed. Landon Jackson could be completely taken off of PUP list. Joey Bosa might be completely fine. And it's just the suspensions. And we've known that for months.
So, who led the Bills in tackles last year?
I want to say Terrell Bernard, but I think it might be Dorian Williams.
It is backup linebacker Dorian Williams.
Yeah.
And when the depth chart reads that it's Matt Milano ahead of Dorian Williams, all of a sudden, like last year when Williams was still kind of like this unknown commodity, he's got a great athletic profile, but it doesn't seem like he's got the best coverage sense in the world. You know, you feel a little bit worse off about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I read you a depth chart that has Terrell Bernard, Matt Milano, and then behind it is Dorian Williams and Shaq Thompson, and I would imagine Baylen Spector is probably fighting for his special teams role against Joe Andreessen.
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden, the linebacking core sounds better in terms of 1 through 4 at both positions of it for a team that primarily does run nickel defense. If there is an injury to Milano, you're not sweating it anymore.
Right.
And I think that that leads to a lot of confidence that the Bills will be able to get through this because linebacker is suddenly now a strength of the position. And if all of that depth gets challenged, then I guess we're just in hell. But I don't think you're going to be looking at a season this year where, like, if there's an injury, Baylen Spector's got to be tapped for 2 or 3 games.
Yeah.
Because Williams does have the profile to be able to play the mic if needed. Williams can play the will if Milano is out, if needed.
Well, that was a big thing when he was drafted off Tulane was, I mean, it was Bernard the first year and then Dorian the next year. And it was that sort of feeling of like, it kind of at the time even felt like the Bills were preparing for life without Edmonds and Milano. Edmonds is out the door already. Terrell Bernard took his spot. Now, I think Williams is sort of staring down the pipe of like, okay.
This might be the last year of Matt Milano.
Yeah.
And Williams led this team in tackles last year. And I think that this allows for them to also keep Milano fresh. Like, yeah, you probably want to have more of the reps to be comfortable on defense, but I'm sorry, you can't deny a player like this anymore. Bringing Milano back from injury to try to get him comfortable for a starting role and like all but taking Williams out of starting snaps last year was to prepare Milano.
Yeah, Milano was the better player. We need to get him going. He's got to be fresh for the playoffs.
He's got to be fresh for the playoffs, and this is the first extended time of football that he's even going to have all year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is his training camp. We got to get him going now. Now there's no such thing. you have a healthy rotation of linebackers that you can suddenly go through here, and the middle of the defense is probably the one that I'm feeling the most confident in. Defensive line, there's questions. You had to add a lot of players.
Mm-hmm.
Secondary, what's going to happen at safety? Heck, what's going to happen at cornerback too?
Mm-hmm.
There's questions. Linebacker? My only question is, can Milano get through the season healthy?
Yeah, that's really become their only question.
And if that's the question, my answer is, if not, Dorian Williams is there anyway.
Mm-hmm. You feel good about where they're at. I know some people bring up Joe Andreessen. I think his role is probably going to be more special teams, which is fine. But if you have Shaq Thompson, you mentioned it in the break.
I think he's fighting with Spector for Mike too.
Well, I don't mean to sound mean, but stay on the field. You'll probably beat out Spector. Spector's career has become that of just the inability to stay healthy. And you mentioned it yesterday for a different conversation, but the best ability is availability. Spector, almost since day one, has not been able to be consistently on the field.
And Spector even showed a flash of capability. He did get hurt in this game too, but the Pittsburgh playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
He got hurt late in that, and we were all kind of lamenting of like, oh God, now what?
Mm-hmm.
Because Bernard was fighting tooth and nail. He wanted to get back in the game, but Spector held his own, and then all of a sudden he gets hurt too. So, yeah, games played 6, 9, and 11 for his three-year career. It's not good. It's unfortunate. And that's what you really have to call it. It's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
But you have Shaq Thompson now, brought in as a depth piece. Can play both positions. Williams can play both positions. All of a sudden, if there's an injury, for example, to Spector, you have one of those guys that can run Mike too, if Andreessen's not up to snuff.
Yeah.
You have versatility with this linebacker core. You have depth with this linebacker core, even to a point where you can get through 1-6, and you could talk to me about Spector and Andreessen, and I'd be willing to listen. That's the part of the field that I feel comfortable with now in the defense. A year ago, everyone's terrified of it. Why? Because the last nightmare that we had against the Chiefs was linebackers were beat up to hell. There's no depth. Well, guess what? Now there is. I feel more comfortable with this team in the middle of the defense now than I had probably since the last year of Edmonds and Milano, and Edmonds still was a question mark.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
It's been a long time since you've had full confidence in the middle of the defense, and this is the best feeling I'm going to have with it in terms of the linebacking core and the heart of it. What am I getting at safety? What am I getting at corner two? What am I getting up front?
Yeah, my only thing, and this is true for the entire defense, the linebackers, though, they have probably...
I know what I'm getting.
You know what you're getting, but that's my thing, too, is I haven't felt this good about the linebacking room since 22. The difference was in 22, though, I had a first team all-pro linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a real strength of the team. Milano was the best player on the defense, and he was awesome. And the NFL at large, a very quiet guy, a very quiet individual. the NFL at large knew him. And Bernard, it felt like early when he took that starting role, he got a ton of turnovers. It was going great. He picked up some injuries here and there. His play wasn't as sound as you'd maybe like it. Again, like this is my big thing with the defense now. You've added a lot of talent around, and you've added again for arguably a second run here, a lot of defensive talent in your early round picks. You've got to have some of these guys that are going to be big pop players that by the end of their rookie year, end of their second year, they are known guys in the NFL. Why? Because they make the big plays in the big games. Bernard, I think, does deserve more flowers than he gets. I don't disagree with that.
The contract that he got probably says that.
Yeah, I think he deserves more credit because he also comes up with maybe the biggest turnover in the Baltimore game, the punch out against Andrews. That's a big game play. But if it's not a fumble, that's the Ravens continuing to drive right down the field in the second half. Instead, it's a punch out by Bernard and, you know, steady as she goes for the Bills until, you know, the end. They're able to continue going in that game.
Oddly enough, last year, not nearly as many of those pop plays.
No, not nearly as many. But that has always been the hard part of Milano picking up these injuries late in his career is that you thought early in Bernard's tenure as the starter, oh, man, they're about to have a Pro Bowl middle linebacker and an All-Pro outside linebacker.
He hit 6.5 sacks in his first year as a starter.
They are going to be absurd, and it hasn't totally happened due to Matt Milano picking up a lot of injuries. We mentioned the one in practice where he tore his pec just tackling a dummy. It sucks. You do wonder, though.
Bicep, not pec.
Bicep, thank you. You do wonder, though, if maybe this is why they made the change at strength and conditioning. If they make that change because we're noticing late in the year, we're picking up these knocks and bruises we can't battle back from.
Yeah.
We gotta get more of a sustained and just it's a marathon. The season is a marathon, and these guys got to stay healthy. And healthy is in quotations because I think every player will tell you.
Everyone's beat up.
By November, they're going, you're just trying to get through it. Everyone, by January, everyone's fighting something. But maybe that's why they made the change that they did at strength and conditioning, because they need to have more consistency towards the end of the year. They haven't had it. They've had to rotate a lot of guys. I think it'll help them early in the year. I think that's right that you're mentioning some of these guys like Javon Salmon getting more reps in the first 6 weeks because Ogunjobi and Hoyt are not on the roster because of suspensions. But, yeah, linebacker, they do kind of just have that room. I think that's right. Now it becomes, do you have Matt Milano for the whole year? And even then, you know, what Matt Milano are you getting? I think that might be the big question for the linebacker room is, what Matt Milano are you getting? I don't think any of us are expecting all pro, but I think there will be – it'll be a bittersweet feeling if all of a sudden in camp we're getting reports from Sal going, hey, you know, Dorian Williams is really pushing Matt Milano for the starting job. It's great for Dorian, but it's one of those, like,
I don't know,
one of their better players might be falling.
I don't know if it's an indictment at this point, though. You had a player who led the team in tackles last year.
Right.
Stepping up when needed and called upon. That might be also part of an ascension.
That's what I'm saying.
You could take it both ways.
That's why it's bittersweet.
It's bittersweet in the feels, but I wouldn't necessarily say that it has to be an indictment on Milano. It could just be that Williams has arrived,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't have to be both things. It could be the one that's the positive.
Mm-hmm.
It could be iron sharpening iron, something that I said with Gene Battaglia down the road 95.7 in Rochester yesterday. Iron sharpens iron. Mm-hmm. That's what this is. You look at a linebacking room, and I look at a linebacking room, and I think I've never felt better about the middle of this defense. Period.
Mm-hmm. 803-0550, the number to call. Going to take a quick time out here. When we come back, I think one of the last top 10 lists is out, though it might be one of the more controversial for ESPN. The receivers came out, and one name noticeably not in the top 10. We'll talk about that after a quick timeout. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive X Point Show on WGR. Friday Foursome with Encore Golf is back, ready to tee it up for free every Friday, giving away a foursome at one of our favorite nearby fairways, Seneca Hickory Stick Golf, Diamond Hawk Golf Course, or Royal Niagara Golf Club, plus a box of Encore golf balls, a $25 Encore gift card. Enter now through August 21st at WGR550.com for your shot at the pin. Welcome back, everyone. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer hanging with you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Quick segment here, but I did want to mention the top 10 receivers list that has been published by ESPN. Jeremy Fowler's been doing this for a few weeks now, going through all the positions. Josh Allen came in second. James Cook was a top 10 running back, I think came in at 8. I think Deion Dawkins was also among the honorable mentions for left tackles. There's been a few. Today, though, is the wide receivers, and to me at least, this has maybe been the most controversial, Derek. Ja'Marr Chase comes in at 1, fine. Justin Jefferson, 2. Fine. I think those two are probably the best receivers in the game.
Those are the best receivers in the game, and that LSU team is still incredibly stacked. They should have won,
baby.
They should have won a national championship, and they did.
Yep, in dominant fashion. Number 3 is pretty much where I have a problem.
It is absolutely where I have my problem. And for those that don't know, it's Tyreek Hill. What?
Yeah, sure. Especially because it's going into the season based off of last year. Like, we're ranking them based off of last year and their career, the whole thing. He was bad. Objectively so, he was bad. And there were better receivers. And don't get me wrong, we're going to get to him here in a second. Tyreek Hill comes in at 3. Number 4, CeeDee Lamb. No problem with him being on this ranking. No even problem with him being this high. I have him higher, 3. A.J. Brown at 5. 6, Amon-Ra St. Brown. 7, Malik Nabers. 8, Nico Collins. 9, Mike Evans. And then 10, Garrett Wilson.
Well,
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Okay.
There is a name I did not say. He's in honorable mentions that I think absolutely, without a doubt, should be on this.
Hold out Terry McLaurin?
Not Terry McLaurin.
Brian Thomas Jr.?
He is honorable mention. Brian Thomas Jr. is also honorable mention, not him.
I'm reading from the honorable mentions, so I'm playing a game with you right now.
Yep.
I'm not going to say the others, because honestly, like DK Metcalf and Davante Adams is honorable mentions and not in the just receiving votes category kind of disappoints me.
Yep. For me, it's Puka Nacua.
Yes.
He has been great from the word go. Only played 11 games last year, 79 catches, 990 yards, and 3 touchdowns. He was awesome in his rookie year, broke a ton of records. He was great last year, just had an injury. He does everything for the Rams, everything for them.
I do like that there's just like anonymous quotes from coaches or executives underneath the honorable mentions. They just throw you like, hey, here's some guys. Here's some quotes. And under Puka Nacua, it's the last one from an NFL defensive coach.
I'm still reading it now.
I can't believe he's not in the top 10. He's just got the it factor. If you watch the Bills and Rams game.
Yep.
That man single-handedly beat the Buffalo Bills. I'm not even going to say it in other words. In those exact words. Well, so did the block punt. But it was Puka Nacua absolutely having his way with the Bills' secondary. Because everyone went into that game going, okay, Kyren Williams runs the ball a lot. It's not the greatest of things. But the secondary is good, right? And Puka Nacua said, no, you're not.
I'm going to be better than you.
No, you're bad. And I'm going to tell you that with my skills.
I mean, he's a big reason why Cooper Kupp's not on the Rams anymore.
They're floating on the sideline against the Bills. I'm just like, how do you make that catch?
He's a big reason why Cooper Kupp's not there anymore. They've decided Puka Nacua is our guy now. He's going to be our one. They go add Davante Adams, a little bit aged guy, but they're like, hey, doesn't matter. We have Puka. We're going to be just fine. And then another one that I'm very frustrated by, but I kind of almost understand it, is a guy's name's not even brought up even in receiving votes. Drake London.
And Drake London, I think it's a reputation thing of, I don't know why you're not getting votes. And
it's Falcons.
Eventually, you get yourself to that answer, though. It's the Falcons, yep, and how they've deployed him. Most infuriatingly under Arthur Smith a couple years back. But he
popped off this year, but it's still, the Falcons aren't a particularly good team. They had to do a quarterback
and
switch.
And even then, there were still usage concerns with him of like, why are you not using him all the time? Because he's amazing.
Yeah, 100 catches, just under 1,300 yards. I mean, he was awesome last year.
He was awesome last year, and he still could have been, he could have been better last year, mm-hmm, is what I'm trying to get at.
I mean, I'm seeing some of the guys and also receiving votes. Calvin Ridley, get out of here. This is
Calvin Ridley?
Get out of here. You know, Chris Godwin, I think a few years ago, sure. Jackson Smith and Jigba, I think that's very premature.
I do respect one of these, though. Cortland Sutton.
Yeah, he's very underrated. Has been for years,
He's been largely underrated. Like, I see George Pickens in here. Get him out of there.
No, Pickens, talent-wise, complete sense to me.
No.
In terms of building a receiving core around them, they are
getting,
not much.
These are players, though, that are getting votes in a top 10.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I
can comfortably name 10 receivers before I get to George Pickens.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Very comfortably.
Because even if you're putting him at 10, I think you're right. Like, it's not just receiving votes of like, hey, they're going to be an honorable mention, but like, I want to throw the name. You're right. It's
these people are getting votes for a top 10 list.
His talent, though, like there will be two or three games this year where even with CeeDee Lamb being number one,
oh, I cannot,
he'll
wait,
have a game or two this year on Dallas.
I cannot
where he's
wait
stunning.
For the first time that George Pickens has a crash out and just violently attacks another player. My favorite is still the Commanders get an interception, and Pickens is piling on a defensive back who does not have the football.
See, I enjoy...
It's still my favorite. It's like, what are you doing?
See, I enjoy where you just clearly see...
The crash out.
You don't even need to know what his role is. You just can tell by the body language. He's not getting the ball, so he's simply not going to try. He's not going to do a single thing.
Or he's just pissed because he's not. And it's like,
George Pickens as a player so much, as long
as
he's not on my favorite team.
The first crash out as a Cowboy is going to be great. I cannot wait for it.
I enjoy him as a player as long as he's not on my team.
Oh my God.
Because you need that in sports where there's the quote unquote head cases. You need that. Just nowhere near my favorite football team.
The Steelers are also great at unloading them.
Yeah, they seem to have way too much, which is
they're
insane.
Too good at developing the crash out players at wide receiver.
But it's insane for an organization that for years employed Hines Ward.
Right? And Emmanuel Sanders.
And Emmanuel Sanders, that in that same breath, you're like, yeah, but I mean like Antonio Brown, Santonio Holmes.
Those two guys are like.
George Pickens. You're like, really?
You look at Ward and Sanders and you're like, oh, these two are just some of the nicest people in football.
Might be why they haven't won a Super Bowl since.
Well, they won a Super Bowl. Like, I don't know if Sanders was on that roster, but like Ward definitely did.
Ward did. Holmes obviously has the catch, mm-hmm, against the Cardinals,
right,
but Ward is kind of their main guy, and they also ran the ball a lot those years. But with the three Bs, kind of always fell number two to the Patriots.
Yeah, they always did.
803-0550, the number two call. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer here with you until 12 o'clock. You're listening to WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.